Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Julia Wharton.
And you're here with Parkway Playhouse.
I'm directing A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder.
Tell me about it.
It's a really fun show. It's a musical,
mm-hmm.
and it was on Broadway in 2014 and got some Tony Awards then.
Oh, cool.
But it's a great show for Parkway to be presenting this season. It hasn't been done in this area yet. It's about a young man who grows up in very humble circumstances and discovers, thanks to a mysterious visitor, that he's actually related to a very wealthy aristocratic family.
Oh, okay.
And there are only 8 people that stand between him and the family fortune.
Oh, only 8?
Only 8.
Hmm.
Despite the fact that he's quite a charming and good person, he sets about killing them all off.
Well, you know. Going to get the money one way or the other,
well,
I guess.
Well, I guess. And he's got a couple of love interests, so there's romance involved. It's a very funny show. It's a little bit like Oscar Wilde with music. So witty, very British humor. It's set in Edwardian London. Probably I would rate it about PG-13.
Somewhere in
so
that
So not
area.
A child's show, but
right.
fun for teens and adults for yeah. sure.
So tell me about the cast, just a little bit about them.
The cast is phenomenal. There will be a few people on stage that are very familiar to the Parkway community. We have a range in age from a couple of high school students right up through, I think our oldest cast member is 65, retired psychiatrist. But our leads have phenomenal singing voices. The guy that plays Monty Navarro, who's our protagonist. I guess he's an antagonist as well, but
okay.
he's a trained opera singer, so he has a glorious voice. And Strother Stringley, who will be familiar to Parkway mm-hmm. audiences, plays all of the 8 family members that are oft.
That's what I like about these. You know, you kill him off, he comes back as somebody else. That's
exactly.
pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. 9 lives. What is your background in all this?
My husband and I moved to Asheville a little over a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a theater teacher and director with years of experience on stage and behind the scenes. I love directing. Since arriving here in the area, I've worked very hard at getting involved in the theater scene. And last summer, as luck would have it, a friend of a friend introduced me to Jeff Bahar, who's the executive director
yeah.
at
mm-hmm.
Parkway. And Jeff at the time really needed a director to take on their literacy show, their Reading is Alive production.
Production, yeah.
And so I did that and had great fun doing Goldilocks with a cast of college graduates.
Rave reviews, by the way, for that. That was
yeah.
a lot of folks liked that program.
It is a wonderful program that Parkway does, really. And they have a grant, I think Duke Energy. Maybe,
yeah, I believe
is
it's Duke Energy.
To promote reading
yeah.
with children. They give away free books at these performances, and the bookmobile comes around, and all of the performances are free
yeah.
at parks and libraries.
This year, I think they're doing 3 Little Pigs, if I'm not
yes,
mistaken.
Yes, they are.
That's a wonderful thing, and Penland gets involved. Everybody
yep,
gets involved
exactly.
in that, which is what we like, is everybody getting together to help the kids.
Yes.
That's really cool.
Community building. Theater yeah. is a wonderful vehicle for building community. So that's how I sort of stumbled into Parkway. And when they were putting together their season for this year, Jeff offered me a show to direct, and I didn't know Gentleman's Guide at the time, but the first time I read through it, really loved it.
So what's folks going to take away from it?
It's a highly entertaining show.
Yeah.
I, as the director, I see some really strong messages to take away as well. I think it's a commentary on how we tend to apply conscience as or if convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Conscience isn't a constant, necessarily, unfortunately.
Right.
The way we're presenting it, I really hope that the audience can be jollied into reflecting on the truth of that, something that we all need to be reminded of.
Yeah.
And we have a very unique approach to the artistic concept behind the show. It's going to be something very different looking for Parkway audiences. There's not a lot of set building that's gone on. There's been more art involved. And the whole play feels to me like a series of political cartoons. Cartoons were very popular in Edwardian London. Right. And they were, of course, all in black and white. So the whole show, costumes and set, will be done in grayscale. The actor's skin will still be natural color. We're not going to make up. But, yeah, it's going to be a very unique
Nobody's going to walk in and out in a bright red smoking jacket or anything like that.
No. There will be dashes of red now and then, but you'll have to come and see how that figures in.
When do the performances begin?
First performance is June 29th.
Okay.
And we run 3 weekends. So that's a Saturday night. We do Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, and then the next 2 weekends we have 3 performances and 2 performances, closing July 13th.
Right. The best place to get ticket information would be parkwayplayhouse.com. It sounds like it's really going to be cool. I think it'll be a good one. After the Sunday performances, they'll have an opportunity again to talk maybe with you and with the cast.
It's a Parkway tradition to have talkbacks after the Sunday matinees. So, yes, we'll be on stage after those Sunday afternoon performances to take questions from the audience and talk about the process and the show itself, what was hard, what was fun.
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming by and visiting with us, and I hope you get to come back again soon. I'm sure you'll be up to something
and they'll send you back. It's a real pleasure to talk to you and clue the community in on what's going on next at Parkway.
Our guest today, Julia Wharton, who is the director of A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at the Parkway Playhouse. Performances run June 29th through July 13th. Thanks again for stopping by, Julia, and thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.